Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. And if you've been anywhere around Gurney, then you've seen signs for Go Gurney, which we welcome Quinn O'Brien, a Village trustee, in studio with us. Now, Go Gurney, one of the things that you organize is the walk club.
It definitely is a walk club. All ages, really, but it's mostly an adult walking club.
And tell me a little bit about this. Like, could I just jump in on this walking club?
Absolutely. All right. Anybody is welcome to come. We walk every single Saturday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, somewhere around Lake County.
Just anywhere in the county.
I have 52 different unique walks, so I pick where we're going to walk.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, it's like it's planned out. You don't just go, all right, I'm going to wing it today.
Yeah, I'm already set. I'm putting together my walks for all of 2022.
Ah, okay.
That's really cool. So it's a mix between social and exercise.
It really is. Exercise, of course, is always good because it is. But it's social as well, so I might have two or three people walking along, talking to each other. I'll come up and talk to different groups.
Yeah.
The next week, we might have different groups again talking to each other. So it really is. It's as much social. It's getting to know your neighbors as it is getting to know the local parks, as it is getting some exercise and not realizing you're exercising while you're doing it.
Right. So you say, and it's always easier to exercise when you're exercising with somebody else. So I know this is a Go Gurney adult walk, but do you have to be living in Gurney to join in on this walk?
Wow, what a great question, Leah. No.
No. Okay.
Anyone's welcome to come.
Awesome. I mean, that's good. Well, you say, because at first I thought this was like you guys were walking in just Gurney, but you're walking anywhere in Lake County.
What do you think? They're walking right along the border having beef with all the other towns around?
As everybody's...
Don't cross!
Actually, we step into other people's real space just for that.
Oh, shoot. Nice. Yeah.
It's on. Who knows? Maybe someone's coming to our group because they want to see just how cool we are.
Exactly. So I know you mentioned that you guys do this every Saturday. How long about are you walking for?
It depends. Because I might have different levels of mobility, mm-hmm. I give choices. So I always have at least a 2.5 mile walk mapped out, but I give them a 1 mile choice. Or if they want to double up on it, they can do a 5 mile choice.
Okay.
And whoever walks the furthest, I walk with them.
I'm not even kidding. Now that sports are starting to wind down, I might join in on this because this is, you mentioned having 51 distinct walks. So you don't repeat a walk in a year.
No. Last weekend, we were at Swanson Trig right here in Gurney.
Okay. I know that place.
Huh?
Yeah.
Next weekend, we're going to be up in Vernon Hills by Vernon Hills High School. I think it's called the Arbor Theater.
Yes. But,
so we're in Vernon Hills and we'll be in Antioch or we might be out in Volo. We're all over, really all over Lake County, and people can learn all kinds of cool things while they're also walking, while they're getting to know their neighbors.
Now, you mentioned 51 walks. There's 52 weeks in a year. What do you do on the remaining Saturday?
My life now is about giving back, mm-hmm. and so I force them into a day of service. And so I chose to go to Feed My Starving Children over in Libertyville, and we spend a morning filling up food boxes, which then gets sent to Africa or Haiti or somewhere like that. So we still get our steps in. We still have our social time, but we're helping someone who's not us.
I have done Feed My Starving Children a handful of times.
We do it every year with baseball.
We do it with our baseball club. Mm-hmm. And the work you put in. So it's exercising, but at the same time, you're being social as well.
It's everything so about our club.
It doesn't feel like you're working and you're giving back. You're doing a good thing. So. Sure. You mentioned this week you'll be walking at Vernon Hills Memorial Arbor Theater.
That's why I couldn't remember it.
Yeah, it's a mouthful. Where can people get more information?
You can find more information at the Gurney Park District's website, which that would be a great thing if I would have had that memorized, but I don't. Gurney Park District website, or follow us on Facebook. Either one of those, Go Gurney, will have all of the walks listed for you. The benefit of going with the park district directly is they will send you out an email reminder saying, don't forget,
we got
somewhere. And we do lots of cool things. We really do. We walk all around. And we do it because I get bored walking. So I said, I don't want to walk the same place all the time.
I'm assuming it's gurneyparkdistrict.com.
It is.
That sounds good.
That is exactly what it is.
That was a really creative name.
Gurneyparkdistrict.com. Well, it's funny because my kids participate in a lot of the activities and sports at the park district. And I always, every time I go to type it in, I put GPD. And that's not what it is.
You'll get something different with that.
Yeah, you better be careful.
Gurneyparkdistrict.com is where you could go. You could get signed up to participate in this walk. And one more thing before I let you go, Quinn, because we ask all of the people that are here for Gurney's Got It. What's your Gurney go-to?
Riverside Cafe.
Riverside Campus.
And they get more. It used to be.
Did I tell you?
First started this like a year and a half ago. It was Gurney Donuts. Mm-hmm. And then it's flipped about 6 months ago. And now everybody says Riverside Cafe. I got to go to this place.
Did I tell you? I finally went one Sunday morning with my girlfriend.
Right?
Yeah, Paula. Yep. I went with my girlfriend and she was like, meet me at Riverside Cafe before we have to go pick up the boys. It was after homecoming. It was, the food was phenomenal. And then, of course, I had to get like a iced pumpkin spice latte, and that was spot on too. So I'm gonna have to agree with Riverside Cafe. It's up there as one of my favorites right now. Gurney's got it. We'll continue. Quinn, thank you so much, and maybe I'll see you Saturday for the walk.
I'd love that.
All right, Gurney's got it next on XLC.